Kristen, I enjoyed reading the description of how you worked with your class to form the rubric that met the needs of that particular course subject. I think that this is a great way not only to end up with a very usable rubric, but at the same time to educate the learners on what the rubric is supposed to represent, what it contains, and how best to use it. In looking at the nuts and bolts of their subject material and relating it to the structure of the rubric, they created a very real synthesis of the knowledge involved. To date, most of the rubric usage I have encountered has been a case of do as I say, not as I do, as far as deeper pedagogic value. The learner views it as more of a checklist. Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't see much deeper thinking resulting from a checklist. It would be great to see your method used frequently at early levels. Over time, we might see a change in the understanding, development, and use of rubrics, an evolution towards better pedagogic practices, not just theory? It's a thought, anyway. But then we've come a long way since I was that age. Had you said rubric to me back then, I would have told you, those things are a pain. I can never get more than one side of the cube all the same color. Thanks for your great post.